Welcome to White Market. I'm Ruth Kouraya and I'm live here on Spark. After a week of not being live. Yes, I'm sorry. Last week was pre-recorded. Sometimes it happens, especially when we have to interview people that are very, very far away. Now, you just listened to Heavy Falling Feather by João Picoito. It's our latest upload to Free Music Archive. If you've been following us for a while now, you know that every Friday we upload new music to Free Music Archive. So this Friday we uploaded Omission by João Picoito, and it's very soundtracky like album, completely instrumental. If you just want to relax and whatnot, it's one to get. Now today we have a very, very special show. We will be talking about the CC Summit 2015. Basically, it's a global summit that brings together a community of experts, academics, and activists who comprise the Creative Commons affiliate network in a different country every 2 years. Now, CC Summit 2015 will take place in Seoul next week from the 14th to the 17th of October. And I had the great pleasure of talking to Paul Stacey, who's a senior project manager at Creative Commons HQ team and one of the people behind the organization of this year's CC Summit. So the interview will come in a while. For now, we go back to our quest of sharing the best free music around. This one is from a German band called One in a Google Plex. They just released their latest album on Bandcamp early this month on the 1st of October. This one is from that same album. It's called Same Ocean, Different Wave. This is track number 7. It's called Den.
Remember the most. Don't leave me alone, I'll do my best. I'd settle a game for this teenage ghost. One day it's all about the morning, and it's all about the evening. Here's no matters to us. It's all about us. One day it's all about the trees, then it's all about jobs. It's no matter to us, 'cause it's all about us. Have no dominion.
and it's all about love. They don't know what they want. They don't know what they want. One day it's all about your body, but it's all about stuff. It's no matter to us, 'cause it's all about us.
We are Spark.
These are the Red Trees. They're from Sheffield. They released Give Love back in May this year. It's a 10-track record, but you can download the 10-track record on their Bandcamp. but you can download the Side A, which is half of that record, for free at Label Net Label. It's an incredible, incredible, sweet, mellow, folky record. So if you're really into folk music, you should definitely give it a go. Now, before, we talked about how today we have a very special session. Later, we will be listening to an interview with Paul Stacey, Senior Project Manager at Creative Commons, and one of the people behind the organization of this year's Creative Commons Summit. This is hard to, it's too much excitement. And yeah, so stay tuned for that. For now, we keep on spreading the word on great free music. This one comes out from Solo Te Pido Adiós. They're one of my favorite net labels at the moment. It was released early this month. It's from Pasaje a Bombay, and it's called Polython.
Ajena un encuentro ahí. Fui hasta un lugar donde no soy para esconderme a vista de mi voz, compartiendo dolor. Todo lo que doy, no sigas señales que te escribí, despierta del sueño que yo ya me fui. Thank you.
Now, I'm not going to try to say the name of the artist. It's in Japanese and I can't read it. I know this is the Masayoshi Imori remix to what I like to call the soba song. Soba is a type of Japanese noodles, and this comes from a Japanese net label called Maltine Records. They're really good. They have a lot of J-pop-ish / chiptune influenced stuff. So if you're into sort of more, I think it's a mix of pop electronic music with underground stuff as well. So they're just celebrating their 10th anniversary. So if you want to find the link to Maltine's Records website, well, just go to our website after the show, whitemarketpodcast.co.uk. Now, the moment we've been waiting for, it's the conversation I had with Paul Stacey from Creative Commons earlier this week. It's all about the Creative Commons Summit 2015, which will take place next week in Seoul. And, of course, Creative Commons challenges, and there might be surprises about Kickstarter. Just listen. So, Paul, could you talk us a bit more about what you do at Creative Commons and what is your role within CC Summit 2015?
All right. Yeah. So hi, everybody. I'm Paul Stacey. I'm based in Vancouver, Canada. I'm the Associate Director of Global Learning for Creative Commons. which has me involved with a whole range of initiatives in North America and internationally, especially in the education sector around open education resources, but also with things like open policy, and a recently launched initiative that I'm doing with my colleague Sarah Pearson, which was funded by Kickstarter, actually, to create a book about open business models. So I have a pretty broad portfolio and am interested in all things to do with Creative Commons. For the Global Summit, I've been kind of coordinating the whole program for the summit, and that's been a really exciting initiative because we've been able to pull together a really comprehensive program that looks at all of the currently hot areas of Creative Commons use around the world.
What are these areas?
Well, so, I think most people will be familiar with Creative Commons as a thing that is used by creators, writers and musicians and photographers and artists who want to share their work and ensure that they build an audience. And so that continues to be a theme at the summit. But I would say that in addition to this kind of grassroots use of Creative Commons, we're also seeing a lot of organizational and government use of Creative Commons. And so there are additional summit strands or streams that are looking at things like copyright and the changes to copyright that are happening around the world. There's strands and streams looking at policy and advocacy, at open data. There's a lot of use of Creative Commons by galleries and libraries, archives and museums, and there's a number of sessions on that. One area that I think is really an emerging area that's quite fascinating, at least to me, is around the use of Creative Commons to support the sort of do-it-yourself maker movement and the whole emergence of 3D designs that can be then manufactured using a 3D printer or even through laser cutting. And there's quite a few sessions on that as well. So some lots of good coverage of things related to Creative Commons across all those sectors.
So Creative Commons, of course, has some headquarters, but then it has like local affiliate organizations in each country to develop their own things locally. How do you incorporate the small Creative Commons within the big Creative Commons things in this global summit environment?
Sure, yeah. So you're right to point out that there is a kind of a Creative Commons headquarter team, of which I'm a member. We're actually kind of a virtual team now. We don't actually have a physical office anymore, but the headquarters group is really located all across the United States and Canada. And you're right to also point out that we have about 80 affiliates around the world. And really, the Global Summit historically has been the time when we bring together all of the affiliates with headquarters to talk about what's happening in the field, to talk about future directions, and to identify work that we want to collaborate on together. And certainly this year's summit will do that again, but we also have invited other organizations who are working in the similar field to us to join us at the summit. And this is really the first time that we've opened it up to non-Creative Commons participation, and it's making for a more diverse and interesting program.
Could you give some examples of some of these organizations that are not Creative Commons but somehow share the same mission?
Sure. So Lila Tretikoff, who heads up the Wikimedia Foundation, will be there and, in fact, will give a keynote for us on one of the days. So it's great to have someone from Wikimedia there because clearly they're a kind of big Creative Commons user, and it's great to hear from our users directly. We'll also have people from EFF. They're talking about issues that we share in common, particularly related to copyright reform around the world. And members of Spark will be there to talk about different open educational resource initiatives and open textbook initiatives. And that's just a small sample.
Oh, sorry. Can I just ask a bit more about Spark? Because the radio you'll be on is actually called Spark, so we have to make very clear what this other Spark is.
So Spark here in North America is really a group that represents a kind of librarian teams from across, it's sort of an alliance of academic and research libraries that work to enhance the use of scholarly works across that sector. So it's not a radio station in this context. It's really an alliance of academic and research libraries. And so some representatives from that organization have been very active, particularly in North America, around supporting the development and use of open textbooks. And they'll be there talking about that. So that's just a small sample of some of the other organizations that will be participating in this year's summit.
As you just mentioned before, Creative Commons, like, it is about licensing content, like creators that bring out their music, they bring films, they create new images and whatnot, and they decided to share it with the public. But nowadays, it's so much more than that, and you've incorporated that very well with a huge range of panels and conferences and sessions that goes from the open business models to the licenses to the DIY thing. How did you incorporate all these things together in the summit?
We did put out a call for papers, of course, as is often the case with these international events, and we got a lot of submissions. And we were delighted to see that the submissions came in across all these different areas of Creative Commons use. And we had an affiliate team made up of affiliate members who actually evaluated and scored all the proposals that came in to try to select the best ones to include in the summit program. But I do think that the resulting program is a wonderful mix of both the sort of grassroots users who make use of Creative Commons licenses directly themselves as a just an individual who wants to share their work, to sort of more organizational and government entities who are looking at and endorsing the use of Creative Commons as a means to ensure that the public gets access to the things that public funds are used to create. And so that's sort of the top-down approach, meeting the grassroots approach, all of it coming together at this summit.
On a non-related note, how did you get involved with Creative Commons?
So I guess my involvement goes back to a job I had prior to Creative Commons, which was at an organization called BC Campus here in British Columbia in Canada. And I helped found and create BC Campus. And one of the initiatives that I led for 9 years there was a program that was funded by the Ministry of Advanced Education to create open educational resources. And so the ministry wanted to see the development of more for-credit online learning courses and provided $1 million every year for 9 years to support that. And as a condition of accepting a grant, you had to agree to share the work, the curricula that you created, and we used Creative Commons licenses for that. So I had a long experience with Creative Commons dating back to 2003 in that work, and really, really liked the open aspect of it and wanted to do more, which led me to join Creative Commons. And part of wanting to do more was wanting to do more globally rather than just regionally.
I always ask this to the guests on the show. How did they get involved with this whole thing? Because it's always curious how different people have completely different backgrounds. And in the end, this quest for open content always brings us together. Now, back to the summit. What is the session that you will not miss for anything?
There's a lot of them, actually. I've been looking at the program thinking, wow, that looks really good. But let me mention one that's actually prior to the start of the summit. As I said earlier, the summit is really a place where we bring together our affiliate network. And this year, we have a special day happening prior to the formal public summit, which is our affiliate mini conference. And I'll be helping facilitate that day, which of course means I need to be there, but I want to be there anyways, because this day will be a fantastic opportunity to kind of get a finger on the pulse of where the affiliate network is at. You know, what's working well? What are some of the challenges that they're facing? And even there's some significant parts of the agenda for that day that look at shaping the future for the Creative Commons affiliate network and thinking ahead to now that we've grown so much around the world, you know, what's coming next and how can we prepare ourselves from both headquarters and a regional affiliate network perspective to help enable the growing use of Creative Commons everywhere.
What do you think will be the biggest challenges for Creative Commons in the future, actually?
I think there's several challenges. I think that we've seen a lot of adoption of Creative Commons by both the individual creator and by, you know, these public sector organizations. I think we still have yet to make strong headway into, let me call it, the for-profit corporate sector. That remains a particular challenge as people try to come to grips with, you know, let me go back to some work that I'm doing right now. Well, you know, what's my business model if I'm actually licensing work and putting it out there for free for others to use? How do I make a living and how do I sustain my business? I think that's an area that's both a challenge and an opportunity. And that's one of the reasons why I've jumped into some work around open business models to try to map that piece out. The other piece that I see as a challenge is just there's still a large need to raise awareness and to ensure that people understand that they actually have self-empowerment around using Creative Commons, that it's not something that they need to be given permission by their government to do, that it's something that they can actually do themselves. And certainly as I work with our global affiliate network, it's clear that they're very active, you know, advocating for Creative Commons, talking about it, sharing information and toolkits about it. But there's still a lot of work that needs to be done there to make sure that everyone has everyone, which is really a lot of people, have an understanding and awareness of this and consider using it themselves. Towards that end, I guess, I think that we have the opportunity here to move the world into a world that is based more on abundance, let me put it that way, than on scarcity, which is really how our current kind of economic market model works. And so part of the challenge around thinking about abundance is that it's not something we're used to thinking about, and it requires a different way of living and working and being in the world. And those kinds of things are cultural and personal change things that require time and effort.
How can people get more involved with Creative Commons then?
Right, so maybe a few quick things related to the summit. We will be live streaming some of the keynote sessions. We're still working on the technical part of that, so haven't posted the URLs for where people can watch those if they're interested. But we do have some great keynotes from people who are based in Korea, including Jae Yoon, who's the project lead for Korea. And we also have some really leading thinkers like Yochai Benkler, whose book The Wealth of Networks has been so influential around the use of Creative Commons licenses and peer-to-peer kind of production models. He'll be keynoting. And so people will be able to go to our summit website and pick up the live stream feeds for those. There also is, of course, a huge amount of information about how you can get directly involved in using Creative Commons licenses right off of the creativecommons.org website. And then finally, I would say that the affiliates in the regions are also a great place for people to go to network with peers who are currently already engaged in Creative Commons use in their part of the world. And the regional affiliates are really keen to engage anyone who's interested in kind of being part of them and helping, and that can be both for personal use or for organizational use. So I would say the affiliate network is another great place to get engaged.
Thank you very, very much.
My pleasure.
And all the best for the summit. I actually, back to the Kickstarter project, which was something that I didn't tell you before, but I did. And I'm very excited about the open business book that is coming out at some point. I'm very, very excited about that. Keep up the great work. And yeah, thank you so much once again.
All right. No, my pleasure. And yeah, if anyone wants to follow along on the open business models work that Sarah Pearson and I are doing, we actually are posting things weekly about it to the website medium.com. So if you go to medium.com/madewithcreativecommons, we already have shared a lot of insights that we've gained from even our early work so far. So hope that's of use for people and look forward to engaging more with everyone that's interested in using Creative Commons. Thanks again for inviting me, Ruth. It's been great to be part of this. Yep.
Thank you. Good luck for this summit and keep up the great work. You can find more about the CC Summit and the Kickstarter book on our website. You can find there all the links, whitemarketpodcast.co.uk. For now, we visit Cabeza Net Label and Maria Sonora with this L'Uomo Cumbia.
Para que me ayudes a hacer.
We are Spark.
This is Tyler Twombly with Club. You can find it on Free Music Archive. It's part of his Chill Beats EP. It's a 7-track EP that's available on Free Music Archive under a Creative Commons attribution license. This means that you can remix it, you can do whatever you want, including if you're using it for commercial purposes, which is awesome. It's absolutely amazing. So if you want to download it, just go to Free Music Archive. This one was sort of recently-ish uploaded back at the end of September. And now we go from the Free Music Archive to SoundCloud to listen to Glacio and this amazing Try Much Harder.
If you try much harder, I know you'll see me on a come around, come around. If you try a little harder, you can feel it on a pass around, pass around. When she moves a little faster, that's the story. Tries a little harder.
Spark.
This is Neon Nightclub's Dream Machine. You can find it on Jamendo, on an album that also has the same name. It's called The Dream Machine. It's a great collection of 80s synth pop influenced songs, like this one. Now we're right on the very end of the show. We will be back next week with more free music for you. Until then, you can find more about free music, open content, free culture and whatnot on White Market's website, whitemarketpodcast.co.uk. You can also subscribe to our podcast there in case you miss any show. And I'll be back next week. This is Bitburner with Not Any Kind of Program. Find it on SoundCloud. Have a great week.
He's a user.